Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, all my party peeps out there in radio land? It is I, Jennifer DeVoe, your hostess with the mostest, coming at you live each and every Wednesday with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, produced by Get Real Global Entertainment. I had to say that my husband gave me the evil eye. No, anyway, I'm just kidding. just kidding. So anyway, this is LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We're also on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, and all. And we're syndicated on all Amazon Alexa devices. Isn't it lovely? We're here every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. You can find us, check us out every week, and go to our Facebook page, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. We also have, go to my personal page, Jennifer DeVoe. You can see our concert videos. We cover concerts, events, things constantly all over the Los Angeles area. And eventually, when we get a car, we'll start going further. We'll see. I mean, we go to West Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, we did a
we do North Hollywood. We do North Hollywood. Okay, we did go to San. Where the fuck was that?
San Bernardino.
Yeah, that fucking place.
Yeah,
we went to San Bernardino, and we went to Ozfest meets Not Fest, which was really fucking awesome. But that was quite a pain in the ass with no vehicle and shit with all the Ubers and the Greyhound.
Expensive as fuck.
And a fucking, because our credit score was too low to rent a car with a debit. My husband said, you know, my wife is really black, even though my skin is white. Because I have poor credit, I can't rent a car.
Been in jail.
I've been in jail.
you're officially black.
Yeah.
You got your black card.
At one point, I've had an alcohol and drug problem, So anyway,
and you sold drugs.
And oh yeah, that too.
So you're black.
God damn, you're not supposed to reveal all my stuff.
Only
on
thing
the air,
you ain't done is gangbang, huh? That's about it, huh?
Son did.
Oh wow, okay.
my son.
Well, you good? You brought a gang member in, so you know.
My son's got the word blood tattooed across his chest.
Well, like you mama Sue. You mama.
I wanted to beat his ass for that one. Of course, he has me help him finish it when I come home drunk from a swingers party. He says, "Mom, help me. I need to finish this tattoo. It's not quite right. Can you help me with this?" I'm like, "Sure. Give me that fucking thing. La la la. Connect the dots. La la la."
You wind up spelling blooms on his chest.
It would have been better had it.
Like, I'm from the blooms, homie.
I'm from blooms.
Bloom gang.
Bloom.
Gang shit. Whole lot of gang shit. Bloom gang shit.
Blooms.
Fruit of Loom Bloom gang shit.
Judy Bloom.
Hey, I'm going to have a motherfucker
that author,
put it outside.
That right author, here. Judy Bloom. When you were a kid in Ramona.
Yeah.
Ramona, man. And Beezus. Oh, come on, Jesus. It's fucking retarded. That's white people gangs. Harry Potter.
Damn, I love y'all view.
The Twilight.
Twilight.
Twilight gang.
Twilight gang. But they are like gang. They be like team. I don't know that stuff, but what they say, team that white guy that's a vampire, and then everybody else is team the black guy who won't die or something. You know, I don't watch that crap.
One's a wolf and one's
You know, they be like, this team white guy.
Edward,
this,
team,
you know, this team black guy, you know.
Hold on, let me call my younger sister Heidi. She's a...
Yeah, I don't watch that crap.
She's,
you know,
a fucking, she's a goddamn, you know, she knows all about Twilight.
Oh, Twilight, huh?
I want to be.
Yeah, I don't, you know.
I almost disowned her for that.
I grew up in the hood, so I've seen enough zombies and enough vampires,
midgets,
blood sucking. You know, I know people
like
that'll suck anything for a dollar.
That's
so
a,
I,
hey,
you know.
Sounds like
strange,
the trailer.
Strange for change.
Sounds like the
right.
No, it sounds like the trailer park I grew up in.
Yeah,
no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
It's probably
I'm
close.
Kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just forgot to put my phone on vibrate. Bill collectors calling me while I'm here. They must watch. They must listen to your show.
Hold on. Yeah, they right. probably do. They're like, fucking goddamn it. I know that motherfucker's
That's
on
Gary. This right. He's on air.
By the way, this is Gary James. You're listening to, talking to us.
Yeah. Craig and Jones. This guy's
what's going
Wigging
on?
Wigging Out Radio, Wigging Out TV. Yeah. And you are also, what was your name, production company?
678 Productions.
There we go.
You know, I go by the name of Caliburn the Great as well.
Okay.
You know, but it's 678 Productions. We've been working with Melody Allen. We created and put together this awesome panel of hosts from multiple different shows and rappers and whatnot. And we what we do is we interview rappers, we let them perform, and we open a platform.
Someone's
basically,
calling.
We just building on what Melody's already
Someone's
been doing.
Someone's calling
you know?
Us. Oh my God.
Yes, yeah, who called? I hope it
this
ain't my
Jenny's
bill collector.
Real talk. Are you a bill collector? No, who's this on the air? It's Jenny's Real Talk. Who are you talking to? Hello? Hello.
Pooh-haw.
See, that's my bill collector.
They're just trying to see if you're here. Sorry.
This show was recorded earlier. And it's being played later.
Yes.
The people are no longer in the building at the moment. That is not my car you see parked downstairs.
Son of a bitch. Okay, here we go. Let's try this again. You're on the air with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Hello. Sounds like somebody's having. I know. Hello. Can we? Is there volume of this thing right now? The vol's up. Hello. Hello. We can't hear you. Are you on mute? Huh? That's my.
Hey,
point.
Somebody on the phone.
That's what I'm saying. I got the call volume all the way up, so I do
we
not know why.
Take your phone off of mute.
Yeah, you're on mute, Jackwagon.
Take the headset out because it don't work no more.
Yeah. I'm like,
he got the $5 shot.
It's a 909 number, too. I'm like, wait a minute. Somebody keeps calling, and I'm like, yeah. So, anyway. But that hopefully it doesn't.
That's crazy. Y'all got stalkers.
Maybe that'll take it. Maybe that's what the problem was.
What? What did you do?
I didn't do anything. That button was pushed before.
Oh, you did.
I think it was the previous host because I didn't even touch that, oh. that part.
Call
of
back,
the
please, whoever.
Call back.
909.
I think I figured out the problem now.
Oh.
I don't know why she had that line on mute. Mm. That's why I'm like, why?
Okay, so whoever that was calling,
call back.
Go ahead and call back.
I see why now because I'm looking across and I see the word mute and I see that particular line pushed and then it's above the call thing.
It's
above,
okay.
So I'm like, yeah.
It's all right.
Call back.
We good.
Anyway.
But yeah, like I was saying, you know,
Hello?
Melly Allen, you know, she's been.
You're
she
talking
been doing
to Jenny's
thing.
Real Talk on the Block.
Hello?
Yay!
Oh, we got the caller.
We
Who
figured
is
out the problem. Thank God I could figure out this fucking goddamn machine.
Hey.
What's up?
What's up? Is Gary there? There's curfew.
Curfew. Oh, that's one of my artists that's going to be performing at the show Sunday that we're
nice.
Doing.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, 678 Productions is doing this first Ice Cream Sunday. You know, we're going to have.
We're going to turn
it's
up.
It's going to be at Universal Bar and Grill right down the street from Universal Studios.
Well,
you know, on.
You should like invite us.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Come on out. Come
on
out. Y'all invited. Y'all invited.
We've already been there. So
yeah.
Everybody
you know,
come on out.
I got a list of artists that's going to be there. Curfew is one of them that's going to turn it up.
We'll
just kill it.
We'll do media coverage.
Yeah. Come on out. You know, I got Brian Williams hosting. He used to be promotions for Death Row Records. He's
I know that
the CEO
name.
Of Supreme
I
Entertainment.
I know that damn name.
Brian
yeah.
Williams, man, that's a smooth man.
I know
man,
that name.
That dude, that's my mentor right there. Yeah. So he's hosting. You know,
I'd be down to meet
him. We got a list of people that's going. But I'm gonna let Curfew, man, that's my dude right there. You know, just that brown and that black and brown love right there. You know, because
have
you
been
in
any of the Wigging Out Radio thingies of shows at all?
Yeah.
Were you at the last
one? I've been
one?
To a lot of those shows.
Were you at the one
is,
when did we cover that last one? Was it October? September. We covered the one in September.
Okay.
And
for the
and
hurricane.
Her,
the hurricane.
Yeah, and the
her
hurricane
Harvey.
Thing. And we also covered the one in August. Yeah, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You probably saw us there.
Yeah,
I was the only white woman.
I'm actually on the first episode for that, for the Rigginow TV show.
Awesome.
Yes,
I was on the first.
Exactly, taping. Like cool. The first episode that we will be putting out once everything is finished with the editing and whatnot. We have Curfew. He came and rocked it. He actually brought the house down.
Good,
you know, him and his crew. He got a tight, solid team. You know,
I came through and I filled out the audience.
Yes, he did.
Really?
Yeah, he did. Right.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, Curfew ain't no joke. Curfew ain't no joke.
Nice. I like it.
Make sure you guys. I just followed you guys on Instagram. Make sure you guys show the love back and follow me back.
Always. We definitely will. Right.
Always.
We're down.
One thing I can say is, like, you know, for the time I've known Curfew, everything he said he was going to do, he done done it and then put ice cream on top of it with a little, you know, extra sugar. You know, he go through hard in his business, you know.
But that's how you're going to succeed, is if you go
through. With the cherry on top.
If you go through it all, you've got it. That's the only way you're going to succeed.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because if you puss out, you're not going to get anywhere in life.
Yes, sir.
Get another caller. Holy
exactly.
shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'll see you at the show, Curfew. We got another caller.
And
hit me up later. I'm going to come through and post up with you.
Yeah, I will.
All right.
Much success to everybody. And
well, they hung up.
Hopefully you guys book me to get on that show as
tell
well.
Them to call back.
I'm going to tell them to bring you on. Call back. You know, this that, like I was saying earlier, you know, this my Latino brother right here, my Cuban brother. I'm sorry, my Cuban brother, you know what I mean?
Colombian.
See, hey, you know, I'm going to be honest. I've been smoking my vape pen because somebody told me I had to be here at 2:30. I ain't going to put no names out there. But somebody told me I had to be here at 2:30. So I'm speeding. You know, I was on the phone with you around 2. So I'm speeding through the valley, hitting this pen, you know, and I'm a little tip. So, yeah.
We smoked a blunt before the show.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go.
Actually, I think we smoked two blunt. Well, we smoked a joint and a blunt. Yes,
But my point I was trying to extend is that, you know, I'm one thing everybody know about me is that, you know, I'm all about peace, love, and blessings, you know, and I'm all about making money with everybody, and it's my brown brother right here.
Everybody gets a piece.
And, you know, we on that level of, you know, bringing it together, brown, black pride, you know,
right?
Keeping it moving, and, you know, building, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
United, we cannot fall.
Exactly.
Can we throw some white in there, just a little bit?
You know,
if we're down,
we've always. You know, if you look through history, all I'm gonna say, look through history. One thing people don't know about Albert Einstein was against slavery. Albert Einstein used to teach black people math and reading,
which is awesome.
Albert Einstein wrote papers on why slavery was wrong.
That's
so
wonderful.
That's a perfect example of a white person that's had our back. White people didn't have our back for a long time, so I got love for white people, and they make some beautiful daughters.
I'm part Native American. I guess that's part brown.
Yeah,
she
makes some beautiful green-eyed daughters, you know, blonde hair. I love them. Thank you for your daughter.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
No, I love it. Sherman Oaks, holla. Holla at your boy, are you? Blonde-eyed, blue-eyed, blonde hair. Holla at me.
That's awesome.
Much love and respect to all of you guys.
All right. Hey, call me later, man. I'm going to see you later.
All right. We'll see you at the show.
All right.
See you at the show.
Yeah, they coming to the show.
All right. Bye, Curfew.
All right.
So there it is, y'all.
Bye.
I'm going to have a radio station at the show.
Curfew.
There we go. That was Curfew.
Yeah.
Y'all can follow Curfew on Instagram at Q-U-R-F-E-W. I made a mistake and spelt it another way. And I saw somebody else, but it's Q.
You're on the air with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. What's up?
Hi.
Who are we talking to?
Oh, that's my boss. I know her voice anywhere.
Is that Melody?
That's my boss.
Yes, it's
me. She's about to get on me.
It's
I probably
Melody
did something
Allen
wrong.
From Wigging Out Radio.
I forgot
Wigging
to say
out
something.
TV.
Hey, what's going on with you guys?
Hello.
We're having fun, unfortunately, without you.
I'm having too much fun. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Somebody told me I had to be here at 2:30. I ain't going to put no names out there.
It's okay.
But somebody had me speeding through the valley. Then I get here and they like, are you early?
really?
That's yeah, okay. I was even having panic attacks and everything.
That's all right.
Shout out to Xanax.
It's not just a great strain of, it's not just a great strain of weed.
No, it's no. not. And it actually helped my weed last longer.
Right. Nice.
Without it, I'd be smoking like every 13 minutes.
I know, right?
So how is the show starting yet?
Yes, yes, we're on the air.
Yeah, we lie, okay, so don't say nothing incriminating. Not that you would, because you're
an
angel.
I just want to give a shout out to all you guys. Jenny's Real Talk Show, we really appreciate it. I want to give a shout out to Gary GB, as we call him.
Yeah.
You know, I really appreciate him stepping in when I'm out of town. So I just love you guys, because Jenny, your show is very supportive towards the unsigned artists. You know, I really love having you out, you and your team out.
Yeah, we enjoy being out there. We always have a great time at your shows.
Yeah, really nice.
Always have a blast. And we always have a great time on the red carpet. I know when we covered your last show for the hurricane relief, remember, because at the first show, I didn't get to do red carpet event interviews because we're not going to say the person's name, but the other entertainment company that was there who hogged up all the fucking red carpet.
Right. Say their name.
Which we're not going to fucking go there. But anyway, I didn't get no goddamn time. No. So the second, I'm not unprofessional like that.
No, don't do that.
Anyway,
okay.
it's not worth it. So anyway, when we covered your hurricane show, everybody was like looking at us like, oh god, there's this white uppity looking bitch standing there.
Yeah.
Fucking like, what the hell is this gonna be like? Oh god, she's gonna,
you need
like,
cornrows, oh, look more relatable.
And she's like all she's all like, oh, they're all like, oh god, giving me that look like, oh Jesus, what's this gonna be like? You know, they didn't know what to expect. And then they get up there, and I'm swearing, and I'm telling all these fucking jokes, and everybody's laughing their fucking asses off. And then by the time it was all said and done, they were all competing to get in line to come up to interview.
Yeah.
I just thought it was fun.
Right.
I had a blast.
That's beautiful.
It was great. Well, we're going to do another red carpet January 21st, which will be my birthday, and it'll probably be Wigging Out Radio, the kickoff of the school. I have a school mix show, which is featuring my daughter,
nice.
Samaya. She's 13 years old.
Oh, cool.
So we'll be having a kickoff party for that.
Good.
And also, we haven't yet to have a kickoff party for Wigging Out Live TV.
Oh, right.
So we'll probably be doing the kickoff party then to January 21st.
Big launch party. Yeah. Big old launch party.
Right.
Would love to have you guys out there.
Oh, we'd gladly come to that. We always have fun at your
most
events.
Awesome.
I'm going to let
you guys continue. I just wanted to give a shout out to everybody. Thank you guys.
Thank you for calling in.
Love to you.
Well, you know how I tell her every day, you know, Melody put me in so many positions to do things, and you know, this TV opportunity is one that I've always wanted to do, you know, with my little ventures.
Man.
And when I hooked up with Melody, I like working with Melody. I think we jive good together like peanut butter and jelly, you know. And so,
which
you
one's
know,
which?
I don't even know. You know,
which
but
one's
you know,
the peanut butter? Which one's
we
the
just
jelly?
Find a trying some white find some white bread. The investors, you know. You know, that's going
right,
to make the sandwich.
That part.
You know, that's the sandwich right there. We're trying to get this sandwich. You know, we peanut butter and jelly. We just need some white bread investors.
Well,
you know,
some
I'm talking about some Weber white bread. Not the store Ralph's brand. I'm talking about Weber.
I was going to say, something. Let's go find some of our Jewish and Armenian bread.
Hey, I'll take some rye. I would definitely take some rye.
Pumpernickel,
yeah. Rye, French.
Yeah.
You know, we can put that sucker on a tortilla.
If
the investment big enough, shit. Yeah. We can call Mission Tortillas and roll up a peanut butter and jelly tortilla sandwich.
Exactly.
Investors and investors.
We'll take them all. You know.
We're at that point.
And Melody ain't coming to the show Sunday. You know, Melody said, Melody, I went to Melody's show Sunday, and Melody looked at me and said, you want to do a show here? And a mentor of mine always told me never say no to an opportunity, even though you're not prepared for it.
Right.
And I wasn't prepared for it, but, you know, she got love me, and she got trust in me, and she felt like she felt I was capable. So I feel like if she offered it to me and felt I was capable, maybe she sees something in me that I don't see. Because I ain't never thrown no party before.
Right.
You know, but I'm a businessman.
Right.
I'm a manager. And everything I do is anally professional.
I'm the
so
same
I just
way.
Said, let
yeah,
me try
yeah.
to put that awesome. In the aspect of an event, and it's coming together pretty good.
That's
you know,
great.
I'm thinking everything's going to be a blessed event. You know, we got a nice, nice lineup of artists. Anybody that's interested for more information, you can go to Instagram at 678 Productions. It's all together, 678 Productions, and you can see exactly all the artists that's performing. You know, but it's because of Melody, I'm able to do this. You know, and I invite you all now to come on out and check it out and see whether or not, you know, it stands up to the what she's been doing, because she's already set like a trail mark, you know.
Right.
You know, and I'm just trying to expand on that and throw my sauce in it, because I'm always about that too much sauce.
Right.
You know, I'm just trying to drip it with barbecue sauce and make it nice, you know. So I can mail it for everything.
We need to find you guys some more venues too.
Yeah, you know I want some weed venues, some venues that got like where we can all just get high in there, eat ice cream.
Yeah, we need a set.
Ooh, the Aura Club,
definitely.
Yeah. The Orgy Club.
The
what?
Aura. No, Aura. O-R-A.
No, I can't do all that. You know, my wife should never let me out the house again.
The Ora. Ora. Oh, okay. It's a nightclub in Hollywood.
Oh, I'm trying to get me put out.
It's all hip hop and.
You try to get me putting my car to sleep.
No, that's another location in North Hollywood.
Okay.
Anyway, no,
we'll
the
talk about
Aura
that
Club,
after the show.
ORA.
Offline.
Okay.
No. The Aura Club. They do hip hop and rap, and you can smoke in there.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we smoked up in there, and they had a hip hop event that we went to.
Yeah. Because I'm not only a weed smoker, I'm a member of the ASA, the Association for Safe Access, and I am always advocating the use of marijuana for medicinal purposes as well as recreational.
Right. I like that.
We could put Pfizer and all those other medical companies out of business if we just start using marijuana correctly. And I'm not talking about just smoking it. You should wake up in the morning and cook with it in your eggs. You should drink with it in your drinks. You should incorporate it in your daily life. You should be washing your body with hemp soap and not the soap that's got chemicals in it.
I have hemp shampoo.
Yeah, you should take on a lifestyle, and you'll see, you know, I used to be a very angry person, you know, because I come from a very angry background.
Yeah.
And people who know me from the streets, they know that, you know, I've always been like the weird kid in the middle of like drama. I was always that normal person that shouldn't have been in the middle of the situation I was in. But it left scars on me, you know. But my hemp lifestyle helps me to, you know, let go. You know, I don't. Doctor said I suffer from PTSD, but I don't, because I live a hemp lifestyle. So that hemp lifestyle allows me to continue moving on and you know. And that's why when I hooked up with Melody and she gave me the opportunity to create this show for her, it was a blessing. And I just can't wait for everybody to get to see it. You know, that's real.
Right.
Baby, what do I always say? If I didn't smoke weed, I'd kill people.
Yeah, that's real.
No, I'm
that's
serious.
That's real. That's the truth.
I did 10 years of anger management, and it didn't do shit for me.
No, weed is
pot,
anger management.
Smoking pot helps me.
That is anger management.
It keeps my bipolar under check.
Definitely.
And my PTSD and all my other crap. So, yeah.
So, you know, shout out to all the dispensaries in San Fernando Valley.
Thank you, dispensaries.
I love y'all.
We love you.
We love you.
My favorite is No Ho's Finest, located off of Lancashire and Van Owen. No Ho's Finest. Y'all owe me a gram for this plug.
Right.
And owe us one because it's on our show.
Melly's like, why did he have to talk about weed? I don't even smoke. Why did he pull me into this conversation?
I know why you're talking about weed, because Jenny is all for it. So,
okay.
Hey,
she has seen me with a blunt in my mouth.
Right.
This woman saw me at one of her shows with a blunt in my mouth. So I don't hide nothing.
I was on the phone with Melly one time, and she was like, do I need to call the 911 for you? It was so good. And I started choking so bad.
911.
And she got nerve. I can hear it in her voice. She's like, GB, are you okay? I'm like, I'm just fine. I'm super good. Shit. I'm in North Hollywood, but I just flew over Long Beach. That's how good I am. I am JetBlue right now.
That's nice.
Man. JetBlue. But she was concerned. I felt bad because I couldn't vocalize that I was okay because she kept asking, but I was like, I wanted to say yeah, and I'm waving at the phone like she can really see me. I'm like, yeah, I'm okay, thumbs up and everything, and I'm like, damn, she can't see me.
Like it's some video right. fucking phone from the future.
Right, that's how high I was. I saw a hologram
of
her.
We do have video phone now, don't we?
Yeah, it's called Facebook.
It's called everything now. Fucking Jesus. Government's probably secretly looking through our phones at us. While
hey, I think the government owns Snapchat.
I
think the government owns Snapchat because all y'all be using these filters. What the government doing is taking facial recognition scans of your face.
That might be. Who knows? Well,
no.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But you can take mine. My face good.
I wouldn't put it past the government to do fucking anything. Yep. So I don't bother. Uh-huh.
But I love the government. I don't want nothing on record. I don't want nothing on record saying anything bad about this government. I don't want nobody tweeting about me. I don't want that nigga.
You can tweet this,
I don't want
President
that blonde
Trump.
Nigga.
Blow me.
Oh, see now he about to look into me.
What?
Because of you.
They can't see you.
Look,
we're not on video.
I like you, Trump.
I didn't do video today. We could have done video.
Oh,
I look
okay.
like shit.
I thought
like
the video was
today.
On. Okay.
I look like
well, fuck
shit
Trump,
today.
Then.
I was running around.
Video ain't on.
I was running around applying to shit at government offices today, taking care of business. And
so you mean I did my braids just for nothing? I just knew you had the
We'll
video
still take pictures.
On.
We're still
okay.
going to take pictures afterwards.
I'm
just
you up my braid,
lady.
You look dope with some cornrows.
I don't want them to see me all. Oh, jeez. I am not fucking Bo Derek, and this is not the movie 10.
We put cornrows.
I'm not fucking looking no
now.
Goddamn braids, cornrows.
My braider in North Hollywood, she'll hook you up.
It looks real pretty in black women's hair now. I think it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And,
I think
and
anybody
even black
with
men,
cornrows.
Like black man with cornrows and all of a sudden, you know. If you can pull off that look, fuck yeah.
Shit, I got the beads on mine, you know.
See, that's pretty. I like that. I like the ends.
You.
Those are cool. A lot of my friends look at my T Dog.
Yeah, she
silent giggles is sitting in the corner. T Dog Rooney.
T Dog over here with the cornrows.
Have you ever been with
up.
Us to a Melody
I'm
Allen event?
Get home,
did you go with us to a Wiggin' Out radio event yet? No. Oh, you haven't met T Dog yet. Yeah, there.
Melody, you ain't met T Dog. T Dog.
You haven't
cool.
met T Dog yet. Well,
silent
well,
giggles.
Okay.
Silent giggles is what we call her. It's Tashina Saunders. She's the third part of our. Get Real Global Entertainment.
Yeah, I like
group.
It up here. It's cool.
Nice.
We always have fun. We're overlooking Notre Dame High School.
We're overlooking all the houses that would not rent to me.
Or us either, because, you know.
Man.
He's black and I'm practically black.
But see, with my name,
I'm
shit.
I'm black and you got black credit.
Things get confusing with my name, you know. Because it's Gary Bruce James II. I could be either or.
And
you
a black
know?
And a black jail record.
Hey. Look. You got cornrows on your mugshot.
I should have, but no. I took him out that day.
And you from the Bloods. You said that earlier.
My son was a Blood.
Her
yes.
son has a hat that said make.
He has a tattoo on his chest that says Blood. He's a
blood.
Dumbass. I wanted to beat him for that shit.
He was watching too much Lil Wayne videos.
Yes, exactly. I said don't ever. I said don't ever motherfucking take that goddamn thing your shirt off ever in public with me around you because I'll beat the shit out of you. Dude, I swear to God, I will beat you within an inch of your life if you take that shirt off.
Man.
Even though I helped him finish the tattoo. It's not the point. Anyway, I still
you
don't want him taking
it.
That shirt off.
You should have misspelled
I
it.
I should have fucked it all up.
You know.
He already had it done. I was just helping him film.
He was tracing it in.
Yeah, basically.
You know.
That's all it was. You know. He already had the fucking thing done.
That's right.
Anyway, I want him to get a tattoo over.
Shout out to all the Bloods and Crips. I love
yes.
y'all.
We love you too.
Yeah.
We love y'all. You heard that? No. We love you.
Hey, we got friends okay. that are Bloods. We got friends that are Crips.
Yeah, we love all y'all.
Seriously. We got friends that are Bloods. And we got friends that are Crips.
Yeah. Yeah, I grew up like
we
in
live
the
downtown.
Middle of it.
We live downtown, man.
I, like one side of my dad's hood. Side of family was one thing, my mom's side of family was another thing.
Yeah.
And I was just like the nerd
in
the middle.
Yeah.
I was a nerd in the room on the computer.
I was always the nerd in the middle too.
Yeah.
Programming.
Yeah.
Doing
DOS prompt
hacking.
Stuff.
Yeah, DOS
prompt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Making little games.
My first computer was a Commodore 64.
Oh. My first was like the Windows 9, the Windows 80, what was it, 98? Windows 98.
Oh, that was
PC.
Way
Yeah, and it was like
they had a couple versions.
Like
before
the
that,
first time I been on the internet, it went like. What was it? Prodigy. It was Prodigy. And then when you logged in, it was like,
them.
You have mail.
You have mail.
Two.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, my God. That was so yeah. long ago.
So I've been a nerd bitch. A long time.
Sort of a bitch. That was in the 80s I'm talking about, the Commodore 64.
Oh, yeah, I know.
80s.
I was sucking on a nipple in the
80s.
Such
a nerd.
Yeah.
I was playing, I remember, all the Nintendos and Ataris.
Oh, man.
Atari.
Gallagher.
Oh. The Galecos.
Yeah.
Galeco.
Miss Pac-Man.
All that shit.
Ooh, that was a hit.
Coleco.
Man, I didn't see two people getting a fight over a pinball machine.
Really?
That's how hard it was in the hood. You accidentally bump into a nigga game in the middle of his game.
Oh, you make him drop his ball?
You make him drop his ball. That nigga about to drop you.
Yeah.
Nigga, that was my last quarter, nigga.
Son of a bitch.
Cuss blood.
All of a sudden,
we about to get that nigga.
I'm like, oh, God.
Be like, man, I got a quarter, man. Can
shit's
y'all just
about
chill
to
out?
Down. Shit's about
video
to go
games
down.
Ain't even a quarter no more, you know?
Like
you go
50
to these
cents?
Machines, no, they be like four quarters.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Yeah, because, you know, they got them driving ones where you can drunk drive and get away with it. You know, you just, you know, I go to David Buster's and I be drinking and driving a driving game.
Yeah.
I can get away with drunk driving that way, you know?
You ever been to Dave Buster's, Melody?
Melody.
She
Man, you ever been to David Buster's?
No?
Wow, yeah, I know I'm in the South right now, so the frequency is so-so.
Okay, hey, bring me some gumbo back, please.
How about some moonshine?
This is Alabama. I don't know why everybody thinks Alabama can cook like that, but I can cook better from Cali than they can.
Oh, well, I'll talk to you when you come back then.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
You can bring back some moonshine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of food, I'm going to have a nice vendor. I got a special vendor coming out. You know, I got Godmother Funk food, you know.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, Godmother Funk coming out.
Godmother
you know,
Funk.
Those who don't know who the Godmother
it's
Funk
the Godmother
is.
The Godmother Funk.
Know,
I love her. She's awesome.
Yeah. You know, Uncle Junebug, rest in peace. Y'all always seen him on stage with Snoop Dogg dancing and everything.
Yeah.
That's her father. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah, and you know, to tell you the truth, I owe
that.
So much
Damn.
To the Godmother Funk. You know, when
She's
I came
awesome.
In, she came into my life over a year ago. She introduced me to everybody that I'm messing with now. She introduced me to Melody.
Yeah.
And I met all these different
She's
artists
really cool.
through
She's
her.
She's a very nice woman.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
nice
my
person.
Big sister right
like,
there, for real.
Yeah, we saw her at the last two events we were
and
at.
She's dope. She got some things coming up for everybody. I can't talk about her.
Yeah.
She going to call me right now and cuss me out if I say too much.
Yeah,
but y'all just look out for the Godmother
herself.
Funk,
yeah.
okay? And y'all come down to the show Sunday.
From,
oh, yeah, she doing big things. Y'all come get her tacos and her hot links tonight, Sunday. Between 9 p.m. and 1 at Universal Bar and Grill. It's at 40-something. 40-something.
4093 Lake Ocean Boulevard. That's in Hollywood, North Hollywood, California, 91602.
I love you, Melody. She the
Yay,
bomb.
Yay, we like
what,
that.
What she said.
Yeah, what,
you know?
What Melody
yeah.
said.
What she
yeah,
said, homie.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You already know.
4093
Why do you put you already
Boulevard.
Know it? Then?
Yeah,
Lancashire. Come on out and get
it's
some
right
tacos.
Around. It's right around the corner from the fucking Universal City.
Right up
the street from
right
the studio.
Literally, right. Get off at Universal City on the red line.
Right,
and it's right around the corner.
Right, you ain't got no
it's
car.
It's like a 5-minute fucking walk. If yeah. you ain't got a car, you can take a bus. You can take a train. Ain't no excuse.
Jenny says if you don't you know have a car, get off at the Universal Studio Hollywood station and call her, and now, she will come and pick you up from the station.
With
and
what?
Bring
my feet?
You to
my,
the club.
With what? My feet? I'm gonna piggyback them bitches?
Uber!
Because it ain't gonna work that way. No.
Well, Uber your ass.
I'm
not
also on the bus and train. That kind of doesn't work.
Right. This ain't New York. You need a car out here. What you tripping on?
Well, fuck it. Hey, we get around just fine. We only got buses and trains. We're good.
Yeah, that's right.
Uber,
right.
Lyft, whatever we can do. Shoot. For right now,
I keep
it
in this
it
vapor
is.
Pit. I'm gonna fly home.
Yes.
Thank you again, nice. Melody.
No problem, and much love to you guys. I'm gonna let other callers call in, so all be right. sure to repeat that number out to them.
Yes,
so they
will.
Can call in.
Yeah, okay. I've been posting it on my page.
We'll say it again right now. It's 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. call us. Thank you for calling in, Melody. We'll talk to you later.
Right, see
you,
Melody. Much love.
We love Melody.
We love Melody Allen. She's so great. She's awesome.
Yeah.
We've been at some of her events. We had a great time. We always have a blast at her events.
Yeah, Melody's dope.
We've met a lot of artists through her. We had Mac Matt on the show before.
Yeah.
He was at her first show we met too. Him and Sean, Shantae Moody. Shantae Moody, his manager and wife and business partner and same as me.
Yep.
James Muse. I didn't say it at the beginning of the broadcast. I'm a dumbass.
It's me.
It's JJ. It's me. The husband.
The husband.
Everybody says, a.k.a. the husband. do our shout-outs to Mimi.
What's up, Mimi?
Rosa.
Mimi.
I think Mimi owe me $20.
Mom. Mama. Who else we got? MZ.
What's up, MZ?
Larissa.
MZ. Mama.
And I'm not sure who else is listening, but yeah.
I don't know. Worldwide.
Yeah. Worldwide. Everybody's listening. But if you want to call 323-203-0815, we'll be back right after this message.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rock and reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
This is the rock band Foe, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
LA Talk Radio.
Chanel Juan.
On iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Evernow, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1.
This is Hurting the Heartbeat, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Booyah!
What's up, y'all? This is Mac Matt. I'm up in here getting in with Jenny from the block on that LA radio talk station. Tune in, man. One love.
Hey, this is Slam on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio on Channel 1.
And iHeartRadio.
Yep. Party hard.
Don't do drugs.
Hey, this is Maxwell Carlisle from Society One, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
It's your boy, Yellow Boy the Duke, a.k.a. the motherfucking Loke. If you didn't know, we on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, / iHeartRadio, / LA Talk Radio. You hear me?
You just heard from some of our past guests and bands over the last few months that have been on our show. If we played them all, then there's just too many.
That was nice. Actually, I
have a shitload. I need to record, actually, because these were all ones that have been since. We need to get more done. Yes. So, all right. So, what do we got going on?
I'm just over here following y'all on Instagram.
Nice. You know? We like that.
Yes, we do.
We like to be followed, but not in a stalking way.
Yeah.
Now, so your show, when did you say this show was coming up?
We're
talking about that.
You know, thanks to Melody Allen, I was able to get the Universal Bar and Grill. And we got something going on Sunday from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. It's called Ice Cream Sunday. And, you know, I'm just going to shoot down a list of the artists that I got coming through, you know. First of all, I got my big homie, my mentor, Brian Williams, who is he used to be promotions for Death Row Records. He's CEO of his label, which is, he gonna beat me up when I see him, Supreme Records.
All right.
Yes. Good. Supreme Records, you know. So he's coming through, and he's going to do the MCing. He's got some, you know, I got a list of brothers, you know. And then, you know, I looked and I was like, I ain't got no sisters on my, I ain't got no ladies on it, you know. So he bringing Nomadic Divine,
someone's,
you know,
calling.
He's bringing Miraculous 100. He's bringing Miss D Danger, you know.
You're on the air with Jenny's Real Talk. Who are we talking to?
I'm trying to request a song.
What are you trying to request?
What y'all want to hear?
Who is this?
This is Jenny's Real Talk. What are you trying to request?
It's Popeye's Chicken. How may I take your order?
What are you trying to request? Okay.
Y'all want it? Hello?
Maybe they called the wrong show. They're trying to request a song. I don't know what they're trying to request.
This is Big Boy on Power 106.
Wait, no. This is Big Boy.
Right. When I was fat.
This is Big Boy.
I had my stomach stapled 100 times, so I'm skinny now.
I want to request a song. It doesn't work like that. No.
But like I was saying, for that no caller, let me shut up because they may know me and try to see me in the street. But you know, yeah, I got four ladies that's going to grace
number.
The stage,
like,
you know.
That's like,
that's probably one of the Long Beach, man. Call back whoever that 562. That's probably one of my Long Beach performers. But I'm gonna run through it. You know, I got the ladies gracing the stage. I got Lyric Kane. I got Nomadic Divine. You know, I got Miraculous 100 and Miss D Danger. And you know, we got a group of people that's also gonna be there. You know, Long Beach is coming out pretty thick. You know, and I got love for the Long Beach crew that's coming out. Got Black Jesus. Yeah, Black Jesus.
We know Black Jesus.
You know Black Jesus.
Yeah,
that's
him.
My people's right there.
Cool.
I really like him.
He was
real
really
good
cool.
Brother.
Yeah.
Real blessed brother.
He's cool.
Savijo, you know, is coming out. You know, Swag Guy Holly, Gummy, Suge B. You know, we got two old men coming. You know, Small Wheel. You know, and then I got another group that I just been blessed to have on our TV show as well. You know, Foolion Gang. They're pretty dope. Group of artists there.
Nice.
that spit some real nice lyrics. You know, good. And of course my artist, Cash Bradshaw III. Now, you know, I say the best for last. You know, my man right there. We pushing him pretty tough. We got a single out right now on Amazon, Spotify, Google Play.
Nice.
Title is called Free by Cash Bradshaw III. You know, he's coming out of Ontario, out of Alberta, Canada.
No way.
Yeah, by way of
Texas.
You know, born and raised in Waco, Texas. You know, but the last few 10 years, he done found his land in Canada. You know, and he was out there touring with Wu-Tang.
Nice.
And you know, he did this thing
with Wu-Tang.
Yeah, he did with Wu-Tang.
That's friggin' awesome.
Yeah, he was with Wu-Tang. He performed for Nelly before.
Nice. That's big, yeah.
He did a show with Paul Wall, you know.
Damn. So he's already gotten some
pretty
big.
You know, he Canada.
Yeah. Nice.
Canada, no, Cash Bradshaw III, you know. So now
we
bring him to LA.
We need to make him
known. And we're making
America.
Him known in LA, you know. And that's what I'm doing, you know. I'm pushing him. That's my main main day job right there, you know, managing him. And as well as I manage an actress, superstar Alessandra Romano.
Nice.
She's a working actress, you know, IMDb. She up there, you know.
Nice.
She'll be back. She's on vacation in Italy right now. So that's where she's from. When they finished the last movie she just did with Hilary Duff.
Ooh, sweet.
Yeah, she just did a movie with Hilary Duff. She'll be back so we can go to that red carpet.
That's
you know?
Great.
But I told her, you need a break, you know. So she's out, you know, hanging with her moms and everything.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. Doing that. She worked hard this year.
That's
she was
good.
Working every day, you know, from Netflix. She was in James Vanderbeek, you know, what would Diplo do?
Yeah, James
you know,
Vanderbeek,
she was on that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You know, she does splits. She puts her leg behind her neck.
Jesus.
She does, you know, stage karate, jiu-jitsu.
Wow.
And so she works.
Yeah.
So I told her, you know, you're about to go crazy. And I always tell her, she hates when I say this. I say, you're going to get wrinkles. She said, don't say that. You know, that's her,
no, but,
you know.
Yeah,
I'm like, you're going to get wrinkles for real. You need to go rest. So
she
I sent her out the country. She back home resting, you
that's
know.
Good.
So while she's gone, I'm pushing Cash Bradshaw real hard, get everybody out there, You know, we getting a few radio play in a few areas, you know. But he will be performing as well Sunday with the rest of the crew that I just named. And it's going to be a love show. You know, everybody coming out to show love for each other. I even got a cat, you know, that's flying out from Philadelphia. You know, I have a spoken word cat that I talked to this morning, you know, and he was like, you know, I'm not sure if they're going to receive me, you know, because I'm spoken word, you know. Mm. And I told that brother, I said, look, man, I receive everybody, you know. On this music tip, we all need to, you know, enjoy the different levels and different genres, because it's not all about just, you know, one. You know, if I eat chicken every single day, I love chicken, I'm going to get tired of it. I still want some steak and some spaghetti and whatnot.
It's just like, I love rock, but I still like to listen to rap sometimes. Exactly. I like to listen to country sometimes.
Right.
Mean, not that I want to really admit that, but I just did. Damn!
I listen to rock.
Damn it! Sorry, Troy, but look, no, anyway, sorry.
I listen to rock.
I better run.
Definitely.
Get it.
Definitely. But yeah, I got, his name is Mac Kite, and he's coming out from Philly to do his thing.
Okay.
So Matt will be at the show as well.
Interesting.
You know. So yeah, it's going to be, I'm sorry, Mike Kite. I used to be in the spoken word. I used to do spoken word when I began this industry back in 88. I started doing spoken word, and then in 93 I went on tour with Curtis Blow. And then after that, I dropped out of music and went into acting. And my agent, Carrie Lee, you know, had me doing acting for a while. And then I went into managing. I actually went in to be a talent agent, did that for a while. And then I wanted something called a 401k. You know, I wanted something. Yeah, so I went into healthcare. So I dropped all the entertainment. I went to work for, I won't say the name, but a big healthcare company for 10 years. So I dropped off of everything for 10 years, and then one day I just was like, I hate this job. And so I just, you know, I moved on, you know. So now I got my clothing line, Do You Apparel, you know, my production, 678
nice.
Production, you know, and my management company, GBJ 2D Management. And we work with Wigging Out Radio to create the Wigging Out TV show, which, you know, you guys will be seeing a lot more of. And the next time
awesome.
We film, I want you guys to come down.
Oh,
you know,
definitely.
And sit in the audience. We have an audience.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
We have a live audience. That's why it's called live. It's not shown live, but it's called live because it's live as hell. And we have a live audience in there rocking with us.
Oh,
well,
that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be great.
Melody Vision and my stupid creativity put together is making some nice sauce, you know.
Nice.
And her co-host, you know, Low Key, and his crew is real nice brothers coming out of the valley and everything. He just got dropped the album as well, and he's her co-host on the show. You know, he's a really prolific brother, and I like him, you know. So shout out to him and TGMAH crew as well. So, you know, I was looking for somebody to call in because I just text my boy. I guess out.
I was trying
to get my artist to call in.
We only got two and a half minutes. So
I'm gonna steal that 2.5 minutes and I'm gonna plug this one more time.
We just gotta plug your stuff.
Look,
that's what we're gonna
do. I want y'all to come out Sunday, okay? It's gonna be nice. We're gonna have ice cream. We're gonna have candy. We're going to have all kinds of stuff. You got to pay for it. But we're going to have all that stuff, you know. It's Ice Cream Sunday, you know, and I'm telling you, you know, just look at the flyer.
It's
the flyer
the Universal
is so,
Bar and
the flyer,
Grill.
Tell me the flyer ain't, and don't make you want some ice cream. The flyer just makes you want some
ice
cream.
Makes me
want
to lick ice cream off of her nipples. Oh, sorry. I didn't just say that.
Yes.
And fuck, I said it on worldwide radio. God damn.
Well, you know,
it.
y'all want to see that flyer.
Oh, sorry,
y'all go to 678 Productions on Instagram and you can see the flyer.
You need to go see
about.
The flyer.
You know, the flyer is nice. You know, and in addition to the flyer, you know, I even made a little video. You might like the video.
Oh,
it's
God.
It's got two nice, beautiful actresses showing you the best
God.
Way to. To use
I'm
ice
scared.
Cream, you know.
I'm scared. No,
know.
I don't want to watch them right now.
You see?
I'm going to get
they
all
slowly eating
bothered
one ice cream cone
region.
At the same time, you know. So, you know, I'm all about promoting. You know, that's my thing. I love marketing. I call myself the
that's
hashtag guy.
That's not fair. I can't afford the hotel room right now.
Yeah, I'm the hashtag guy, you know. But like I said, everybody come out Sunday to Universal Bar and Grill. Sorry. You know, it is located at 4039 Lancashire Boulevard, North Hollywood, California. We going to have these artists performing. We going to have Slumlord Trill, Savito, Curfew, Fulion Gang, Swag Guy Holly, Small Will, Black Jesus, Gummy, Shug B, Cash Bradshaw III, and J-Rob, and Two Old Men. Woo. And you're going to be having your host, former Death Row Promotions and CEO of Supreme Records, Bryant Williams, in the house with his team, Nomadic
awesome.
Divine.
So what time is this on
Sunday? 9 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Nice. We like it. This Sunday? Okay, cool.
Yes, come on out.
We will be there. You'll see Jenny's Real Talk on the blog.
Jenny's going to be in there
this Sunday covering this event.
Yeah.
Come to the ice
Get
cream
some ice
Sunday.
Cream.
We're going to go have some fun, and I won't lick nipple. Anyway.
Anybody who
I'm
let
not,
me.
I'm not licking stuff off chicks' nipples.
If y'all let me pour ice cream down your chest, I'll let you in.
That
free.
Was 2 years ago. All right, so we got to we're out of here. We thank you very much.
Peace and love.
This has been Gary James.
Hey, thank you for having me, man.
GB from 678 Productions, and also we're gonna have radio, we're gonna have TV. Thank you so much for Melly Allen for
thank
calling
you.
In and being on the show with us. Thank you so much for everything that you do for us. Thank you for bringing us down to the red carpet event.
Curfew, thank you for
all
that.
Thank you for calling in Curfew.
Curfew, everything. Thank you for everybody. We've had a wonderful time again this week. It always goes way too fast. We will be back next week. Listen to James Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and all that other stuff. And you can listen to us every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard. And that's produced by Gabriel Global Entertainment. Anyway.
Salute.
Salute. See you next week.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.